This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. It's day two of jury selection in the trial of three white men accused of killing a black man, Ahmaud Arbery, in Georgia in 2020. The AP's Julie Walker.
Prosecutors and defense attorneys spent hours yesterday questioning 20 potential jurors out of 600. One said he was sick of hearing about the case. Another wondered if she should fear for her safety if picked, and the verdict angers people. So far, eight potential jurors were dismissed. Meanwhile, the judge urged the lawyers to streamline their approach. The defense insists Greg McMichael and son Travis, along with neighbor William Roddy Bryant, who videoed the shooting, committed no crimes. The McMichaels say they believed Ahmaud Arbery was a burglar. Prosecutors say he was just jogging through the neighborhood. I'm Julie Walker.
Flags have been lowered over the White House and several other buildings in Washington in memory of Colin Powell, the retired general and diplomat who died Monday of COVID complications. He was 84. He was fully vaccinated, and now health experts are answering the question, how could he get COVID? The AP's Mike Hempen.
Despite getting vaccinated against COVID-19, Colin Powell remained vulnerable to the virus because of his advanced age and history of cancer, highlighting the continued risk to many Americans until more of the population is immunized. Powell died Monday from complications of COVID-19. He had been treated over the past few years for multiple myeloma, a blood cancer that impairs the body's ability to fight infections and to respond well to vaccines.
Authorities in Haiti are still trying to find those 17 kidnapped members of a U.S.-based missionary group. FBI agents and other U.S. officials are helping Haitian authorities hunt for 12 adults and 5 children linked to the Christian Aid Ministries in Ohio. They were kidnapped Saturday. This is AP News. Former President Trump has filed a lawsuit trying to block the release of documents a congressional committee wants. The AP's Jackie Quinn's got this.
Just days after President Biden ordered the release of documents, call logs, and schedules from the Trump White House from January 6th, the former president's filed a lawsuit saying the request by the congressional committee investigating the deadly attack is almost limitless in scope and seeks records with no reasonable connection to that day. Trump calls it a political ploy in court papers and says Biden should assert executive privilege. The January 6th legislative committee seeking the documents as it investigates the mob of Trump supporters that stormed the Capitol, trying to block the certification of Biden's election victory. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
The Dow lost 36 points yesterday. The S&P gained 15. The Nasdaq up 124. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.